Now is the place. Seven stories.
Yamo is Miles.
There really won't be seven stories tonight, just so you know. It's just, I was being silly. No, not really seven stories tonight. No.
CFA?
No. No. But I do have two somewhat connected stories.
That's muy fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. My thoughts exactly.
Hey, that's not okay.
This is a remedial Spanish with Miles Title.
I promised the show would be an SAP tonight. So
oh, okay.
I'm trying to translate as you go along.
So okay. I thought SAP stood for like shitty and, you know, proportionate or something. I don't know.
Oh, here we go, the racism again. Here it comes. Okay.
I don't know. So, okay. I have two stories that kind of intersect each other.
This is Bob Lament night because I have nothing to talk about.
Oh, you so don't? So then that's
Bob Lament. I'm going to sit back and you will
well, you
hear.
Can see, you can just interpret then.
I will interpret for the audience. I will paint the picture as you talk. So
yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. You're the Bob Ross of vocalization here. So I think it was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday night. I got home a little late and I didn't have a very good day at work. And so, but my wife's like, we're going to have steak. And I'm like, fantastic. Interpret.
Bob had to go to the store immediately to get the steaks, which he did not want. They were not on sale.
No, they were on sale.
Bonus.
Bonus. So I light the grill up, you know, and I'm waiting for I love charcoal, you know, I'm a charcoal guy. So I get the charcoals going, you know, I'm waiting for these charcoals to really get red hot, all good, you know. Yes. And all of a sudden there's a knock on my door. You know?
Wait, you're outside grilling.
No, I'm inside. I'm waiting for the charcoals to get hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. So okay. So you went inside and you were reading or watching TV or
yeah, something. Yeah, I don't remember
something like that, or pooping or whatever you're doing.
Whatever I'm doing, exactly.
Someone knocks on the bathroom door.
No. Somebody knocks on the door outside, and I'm like, oh. who the F will be ruining my night by knocking on my door?
Yeah,
because you know it's already been a kind of a rough day, and so you know.
Yeah.
I'm in no mood.
Ma, what are you doing here?
Yeah, for visitors. So I open the door, and there's this wacky-looking lady at the door.
She
looks like, you know, she looks basically like a contemporarily dressed Western whore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, keep talking. Go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, you watch all the old Westerns, and then there's like, you know, Miss Kitty or whatever, and she's like got too much makeup on, and her hair is kind of like tussled a little bit, you know. But she's in contemporary clothes rather than Western clothes.
Right.
And I'm like, hello? And she goes, and she's got this big phone. I mean, this phone... It was like, it was almost as big. It was a phablet phone. You know what I mean? It was big ass phone. And she's got these weird nails, and she looks like a hooker. And she's like, "Do you have a gas can?" And I look around.
What?
And I'm like, no. Nope, no gas can here. You don't have a gas can? Nope.
Wait, Wait, she's like doubting you? Like,
yes.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You live out here and you don't have a gas can? No. Nope.
I just like to say ass grass or gas.
So she's like, well, I gave money to this guy, and he said he put gas in my car, but he didn't put gas in my car. And I got, and she's got this giant phone, and she looks like wacky, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, "You think your neighbor has a gas can?" I'm like, "I got no idea."
Nope.
I go, "You can run over there if you want to."
Don't you live kind of in a secluded, kind of gated community anyway? I mean, how does this...
I do. It's not easy to you know, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's not logical to come to my house at any point in time.
You don't live downtown or in
No.
You know, wall-to-wall suburban...
No.
You know, thing, right? I mean, you have like some... You know, like this huge, like, five-acre land thing.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
And so, luck of the draw, this weirdo has found her way.
Right. I figured it out after she left. She literally ran out of gas, like, right in front of where you would... I mean, she had to walk a ways to get to my house, but right at my house.
Yeah.
She ran out of gas. And so I sent her over, and so she had to walk over to the neighbors, which is a ways away. And and I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know what I mean? And my wife is like, who is that? I'm like, this lady with a gas can, you know? Now, the reality is I got like 4 or 5 gas cans.
I was going to say.
I have a big yard I mow. I have like, I've got like 20 gallons of gas or something.
There's like no way you got a gas can. I mean,
that's right. There's no way. It's stupid. There's
no way. I mean, my God, it's supposed to be like, $50 a week to mow this freaking yard.
I know, exactly. I got a big yard. I got to fill up the mower. I got all these gas cans full of gas. But I'm like, I was in no mood to have, you know, Miss Kitty taking one of my cans, putting it in her car.
Oh, can't we work something out?
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. No.
Well, that's the patio. I'm making some steaks, okay?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was like. I was such a jerk.
Are you sure you don't have a gas can?
Yeah, I didn't know. I was just a total jerk.
Just keep going.
So she tears off, you know, across the way to go to my neighbor's house. And apparently they took pity on this crazy clown makeup woman.
Well, didn't that fat guy next to us give you a
gas
can?
Yeah, did he? He says he's got no gas can. That's crazy. Oh. Yeah, I'm sure they all think I'm an ass too now. But
like
whatever.
That there with gas cans. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, this guy's got like a whole wall of his garage is gas cans. And so I'm like, and then I was just getting ready to cook my steaks. And so now I'm watching this poor woman. I'm such a terrible person, honestly. I'm watching this poor woman schlep this 5-gallon gas can all the way from the neighbors all the way over to her truck. But then here's the thing, you know, she's like kind of like a younger, worse looking Carol Channing, you know what I'm saying? Gas can. With this giant phone, and I'm thinking, use your phone. You're paying for this giant phone. Call somebody.
Yeah, but one of those satellite phones they had in like Jurassic.
No. This is like, you know, like a big Android, Samsung something or another. But it was huge. I mean, it was huge.
She can afford the huge phone, but not the gas.
Exactly.
Priorities.
I'm like, use that huge ass phone to call somebody. So here I am cooking my steaks with my garage full of gas cans and watching this poor lady schlub this 5-gallon. Then I notice my neighbor comes out with their, I mean, we're talking, this is a distance. Let me tell you how this goes. Yeah. My neighbor drove over to her car because they didn't want to walk and get their gas can. That's how far away this is.
Yeah, right. I know. I've seen it.
So they come out. I go, well, hey, now my neighbor, who seemed to have lent her the gas can, is driving over to get the can. Right?
He wouldn't drive the woman over, but he would drive the can back.
Yeah, apparently not. I don't know what happened with that conversation. My guess is that the...
It's like Dicks Are Us on the street.
That's right. That's why we live out here. We live out here because we don't want to talk to people.
Rich dicks, all right? Just stay away.
So I'm guessing the way it went was his wife probably answered the phone and said, oh, poor lady, you know, we'll give you a gas can. And the guy probably like, son of a bitch, there goes one of my gas cans. You know? And he probably took off in the car because he's, you know, didn't want to walk. And to go get his gas can. So they got her going. So she's gone now. And I fixed my steaks, and it was terrifically tasty. And it was a fantastic on-sale steak. And my gas was safe.
What a dick.
I know. I'm a horrible person, aren't I?
Although I probably would have done the same thing.
Well, I'm just like, you know, number one, just don't even knock on my door. Unless you're bleeding or something.
What time is this?
It was a dinner time. It was like at 6 o'clock or so. It was a late dinner because I came home late. Yeah. So it was like 6:30, something like that.
Oh, hey, I smell steak. You think I can have some?
Yeah. Can I have some of your steak and some gas? Yeah.
We're not having steak.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, yes, we are. But
you don't. No.
You're not. But you know, not you, Brandon. That's what
I was just thinking that, like, you totally would not let a blind kid share pizza with you because he was blind. Like,
that wasn't because he was blind. It was because he was a weird mooch.
Yeah.
It wasn't because he was blind.
Okay.
I didn't care that he was blind. I cared that he was a big mooch.
But had you let me come over, so
I let you come over.
Your guard must have been down, like, okay, only one mooch at a time.
That's right. I got a limit. I can't support the world, you know what I mean?
Only one can suckle at the teat at a time, all right? So,
so that's Friday. Friday night goes by and everything. So Saturday morning, I get up, I got to do some errands, and then I come home and I'm going to mow my grass.
With your six gas cans.
With my six gas cans. And so I fill up my mower with gas, and I start mowing my grass.
It's like where the gas is like overflowing. Like, I don't care, Rich. I don't care. That's
right. I get all kinds of gas in here. So I mow my yard and all of a sudden I notice this car turns around in the middle of the street.
Uh-oh.
As I mow my grass. And it comes flying back at me. Pulls into my ditch and slams on the brakes, hops out, and this lady's yelling at me.
Oh no.
Yelling, you get down here.
Wait. It's not the same lady, right?
No, it's not the same lady.
Oh, okay.
It was at first. I thought, holy shit.
That'd been hilarious, you lying son of a
bitch.
That's
right. That's what I was going to say. My first instinct was, is that the gas lady? But it gets better. This is my comeuppance here.
Yeah.
I should have given the gas can because this is my comeuppance. So I'm... The lady screams back down, turns around in the middle of the street, which is not a good thing to do, by the way, because people drive like maniacs out here. Turn around in the middle of the street, comes screaming back, pulls into my ditch, slams on the brakes, hops out, starts yelling at me to come down to her car. Yeah. I'm up on a little bit of a hill, and I'm like, what?
I'm having a baby, asshole!
Because once I figured out I wasn't the gas lady... I'm like right back to being an asshole.
How does this mower go?
And so she's like, get down here, you. And I'm like, I'm not coming down there. This lady's so mad at me. She's yelling at me.
Then you realize it was your wife.
No, it wasn't my wife. And I'm like, I'm not coming down there. She's like, get down there. You broke my window. And I'm like, what? You broke my window. I And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I turn the mower off.
Yeah.
I go down and I'm looking at the windshield thinking that's what she's talking about. There's nothing on the windshield. She's like, no, over here. I go, her passenger window is smashed. I mean, behind the driver, the passenger side of behind the driver is smashed. I couldn't see it from my angle at that point.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, how the hell did that happen?
On top of your Kubota tractor.
And she's like, your mower shot a rock into my window and smashed my window. I thought I got shot. And then she proceeds to have a breakdown.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, lady, like I'm like, you can't leave your car here. She's like, yeah. I can't drive. I go, ma'am, this, you are like half ass in the road. And this road is not, I mean, everybody drives too fast on it. It's out in the country. Yeah. And so I'm like, you got to move your car. It's going to get hit. It's not going to be a window problem. It's going to be like a whole car kind of problem.
Yeah.
So she's like, I can't do it.
What?
So I get in her car and I drive it up to my driveway.
Oh my God.
Because she's like, you know, so overtaken with, you know, this whole ordeal.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And so then I get her calmed down a little bit and get her up in the yard, you know, and I'm like, let me go talk to my wife because I don't know what to do.
I need a steak.
Yeah, I need a steak, exactly. So what transpires, and I have no idea if I actually broke this woman's window or not. I'm assuming I probably did.
Yeah.
Because I was mowing and it had to be like, you know, if I had this kind of luck, I would have won the lottery because it had to shoot a rock out of the mower.
Yeah.
And right into the center of that window at the time that she was driving past.
Yeah.
And then it shattered because, you know, it was high velocity.
Right.
So, and it could have been just a pebble. I mean, you don't really need, on the side window, you really don't need a lot of mass to break it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, you know, and she's shaking and carrying on. And a minute ago, she was just calling me a son of a bitch from the road, telling me to get down there. And now she can't hardly stand up. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, you know.
I need some absolute vodka right now.
Yeah, I should have gave that lady that gas. You know what I mean?
Karma.
Yeah, karma, exactly. So I get her all settled down. You know, we talk it over and everything, and basically I had to pay for a window over the weekend now. So she goes on her way. She calls me back with a with a quote from the glass replacement place. I said, fine, I'll pay it. Yeah. And I drop a check off when we were out doing other errands later in the day. So basically I could have paid you know, about $10 worth of gas, I figure. But no, I had to pay a couple $100 worth of a window.
Oh, this is a scam.
Well, I thought so too, but she had like her granddaughter in the car. And this lady did not seem like a scammer, but how she would break that window driving by would be, you know, really hard to do. So from the outside and so forth. So.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, and so then I had to mow the rest of my lawn. So
careful.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I was just like, this is just insane. This day is totally insane. This last 24 hours for me was totally insane.
You won the weirdo lottery.
Oh, man. My Lord. She was kind of, I mean, she didn't want to pay either, but she was kind of laughing at me because, you know. And the funny thing was, she finally she comes out to talk to the lady and help me calm her down and whatnot. And then she's like, you know, oh, he's all freaked out because this other lady stopped by last night. The gas can lady. Because, you know, I cannot stand it when people just drop by my house. I cannot.
Oh, I know. I'm the same way.
It's not tolerated. You know what I mean? It's like, you can call, if you don't know me, you have no business coming to this door.
Like, even people I know, I don't like them to
exactly. No.
Why is he here? Why?
Yeah, I've got plans. I'm doing things. Yeah. I don't need this.
I'm semi-nude.
unless you're invited or you're delivering something that I want.
Like a couch.
I don't want to see you. Ever.
Yeah, I agree.
So I was just like, So anyway, I told my wife, I said, I'm not mowing that ditch. Because I was mowing the ditch at the time. I'm not mowing it. Screw it. Not mowing it.
F you, St. Louis, I'm not mowing your ditch.
Yeah, exactly. So mowing the rest of the yard without incident, thank goodness. But
I think East
St. Louis, yeah. But I know. Is it not karma or what?
I was glad it was you and not me.
Now, the bizarre thing is that I thought about not mowing the ditch just before I decided to mow it. Like, I was driving along on my tractor, and I'm like, it's kind of a slope.
Yeah.
I have to go down it, and once you start, you got to commit. You can't turn back or else you'll flip over, right? So I'm like, I don't know if I want to go. Okay, and then boom, all this happens just because I said, oh, okay, I'll go down there.
All of a sudden, it's like the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like the magic bullet here. Yeah, magic rock. That's one magic loogie. So, yeah.
Has been hit. The red deck has been hit. Oh,
that's
my
God. Right. Oh, my gosh. This lady, I mean, after yelling at me, then, like, went into this hole, like, I could barely, my legs are jelly. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell? If I
had $1,000 to fan myself with, I'd feel a lot better.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what? And well, so then the terrible thing for me was, and I caught myself because I could have made this worse. This is just the way that I react to things, unfortunately. But the little granddaughter, who was actually a teenager, you know, is like, what if that would have hit the windshield? And I was about ready to say, if it hit the windshield, I wouldn't even be fucking talking to you because it would have glanced off. You would have never know it. You know what I mean? And that's what I wanted to say, but I didn't.
Shut your whore mouth.
Yeah, I was just like, because it doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? It was just so, you know, the stars aligned in such a way because rocks fly all the time.
What if it would have broke back? And hit me in the head and killed me.
Yeah, no, that's what my wife said. Oh, good thing it didn't hit anybody. And I was like, after everybody's left, you know. And
you're like, no great loss. No great loss.
Yeah, I was like, I wish it would have because then I wouldn't be paying for it. Insurance would be paying for it, not me.
Right.
And I would have, you know, just been like, oh, call the ambulance and get them the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
What happened was it was just tragic enough to cost me money, but not cost anybody else money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It needed to be either less or more tragic.
So. Less or more tragic. The whole tragedy scale.
Yeah, it needed to be like a chip or it needed to just, you know, knock somebody out.
Right.
You know, it would have been even better if I hit them in the head and then they flipped, so then they don't know what happened.
Right.
But no such luck. Just enough tragedy to make me pay.
Right.
So, yeah. That was my Saturday then. It was just like, it was ruined.
And then came Sunday.
Yeah. It was just ruined. I was just like, ugh.
I'm not leaving the house today.
That's what I was like. I was like, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere.
My dad reading something.
I'm going to run around the neighborhood with this machete and swing it wildly and see if I have any worse luck.
You just lopped off my dog's head.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can't breathe.
I was just like, you know, this is just, I've mowed this fucking ditch all summer long. Spraying rocks like crazy. It didn't break anybody's window. Today, whoop, one little thing. I didn't even hear it. I didn't even hear any rocks get kicked up. You know?
Yeah. You're all jamming.
That's right. Jamming, you know. I got poison on my iPhone going, like, you know, all the way up. Poison. It's on 11. That's warrant, but that's okay.
Oh, I don't. What is poison second up?
I want action tonight.
Oh, yeah. Another talk dirty to me, isn't that there?
Talk dirty to me.
Talk dirty to me.
Every rose has its thorn.
Like every ditch has some rocks.
That's right. Like every ditch has some rocks.
Oh my god.
When the old biddy slams on the brakes and yells at you. All right. Yeah, I'm telling my wife afterwards. I'm like, this lady was yelling at me.
You fat son of a bitch.
No kidding. I was just like, what?
You John Deere riding son of a bitch.
I'm like, I'm not coming down there. I think I even said that. I'm not coming down there. What the hell do you want?
That's funny. She would like charging you. Like,
yeah, I'm kidding. You broke my window. I'm like, I didn't break your window.
Hey, you fat bitch in the mower. You broke my window.
Exactly.
Oh, you dick on the mower. You...
Yeah, I was just like,
oh. That's great.
I'm like,
why does God hate me?
Yeah, exactly. So I drop off this check, and we're driving down to give it to her. And my wife's talking to my father-in-law on the speaker phone or the phone in the car.
Oh yeah.
And she's telling him about it and everything. And he's like, make sure you write on there that it's like paid in full or whatever. All I have in the car is this red pen.
Yeah.
So I write in the notes section, paid in full. So I'm giving her this check and talking to her, are you okay, you know? And she's looking down at this check and in red ink, really, you know, scribbled real badly, paid in full. She probably thinks I'm such a jerk.
Oh my god.
But my father-in-law knows, you know, he knows stuff. So I gotta, whatever he tells me, I go with it. So
I would go with him. Yeah, he's been around, man.
He's,
he knows.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's.
So yeah, she just kept staring at it like she wanted to, you know. I'm giving her a check, but on it, it's like, you know, you son of a bitch. You don't trust me, you know. I'm like, so yeah. It was just bad all the way around.
That's hilarious.
I didn't mean to make it so obvious, but that's the only pen that was in the car was this red ink pen. And I'm like, oh well. What are you gonna do? You know what I mean?
Right.
But I know she just looked at me like I was a jerk because I have a certain lack of empathy sometimes that maybe comes through too much.
Some people might call it arrogance, but yes.
I don't think it was arrogance. It just was like, hey, sorry. I was like, kind of like, wow. She was about crying, and I was like, holy moly, you know what kind of odds it would take for me to shoot a rock out of this mower to break that window right as you drove by? You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I'm like, that is incredible. And look, it was right in the center of the window.
I think it's going to be the next submission, the fan submission to Mythbusters, I think.
That's
gonna...
right. It's like, hey, I just wanted to be like,
it's a lady. Oh, my God.
It's a lady.
It's a lady.
Yeah, she's calling to yell at me.
You son of a bitch. Your check bounced.
Oh. Hold on, I gotta take this. I'm gonna pause you for just one moment. So anyway, that wasn't the lady, thank goodness.
Oh, okay.
Back to my story here.
Your check bounced, you fat bastard.
That was just my mom. That was my mom checking on my emotional well-being.
Are you okay?
For all this thing. Yeah. But no, I was just wanting to, you know, marvel in the, you know, aligning of the cosmos for this to happen, and that certainly wasn't what the lady wanted to hear. So,
me and your dad want to pay for that window.
Well, you know, you laugh about that.
Well, I know how parents are; they get all weird. Well, let us do it.
No, they didn't want to pay for the window. That was a totally separate deal. But
oh, wait a minute, it's your mom and dad. No, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, right? My mom would not pay for the window.
You dumb son of a bitch.
How did you do that? Yeah.
I wouldn't have mowed that.
Yeah, I was just like, my dad goes, my dad said, how do you know you broke the window?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, Dad, I didn't want to be that. I was a jerk, but I didn't want to be that jerk that was like, you know, call your auto insurance. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was thinking to my, I asked my wife, I said, what would happen if that happened to us? She's like, I'd just call the auto insurance.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know.
Yeah.
That's just one of those things that happens, you know what I mean? You don't chase people down and yell at them.
Hey, you bastard.
It's shocking and everything, but then once you figure out everybody's good, you know, you're just like, you know, son of a bitch.
First you don't give my sister gas, and now you break my window, you son of a bitch.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that could be. They didn't look like sisters, though. This lady was a little bit older and a little bit less whore-looking. So...
Maybe we can work something out.
Yeah, she did not look like, she looked like an older, you know, regular person, where the other lady looked like some kind of, you know.
Hell of a large merge set, yeah.
About the time that I was born, or somewhere in the early 70s, she was, you know, making good money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But not now, not anymore.
All I did was learn some gas.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, kids, you know, maybe you ought to consider that. The smaller thing, you know, will help you out with the bigger thing. I don't know, just saying. Karma, right. You know.
Karma.
Instant karma is going to get you. Oh, my Lord. Well, that's my weekend. Terrible.